شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار.
And now with a loud salawat we will be having our first youth poetry reading by Brother Muhammad Rizvi. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight I would like to humbly salute Imam Khomeini with these words. My topic is the vision. September 24, 1902 AD, in the footsteps of Imam Ali, in the small city of Khomeini, a man was born named Khomeini. He is the man who inspired us from the flesh to the bone. He is the man whose faith is as strong as a stone. He is the man of whom you cannot make a clone. He is the man who went out of his comfort zone. He is the man who spoke in a liberating tone. He is the man who didn't even consider himself as his own. This type of man was needed to throw a king out of his throne. He did not have a very complicated vision. All he told us was that we have to make a two-part decision. And that is to follow the thaqalain and stay away from division. To the book and the household we shall cling. We will not bow down to any Zionist king. We will stand with the oppressed even if they're in Beijing. We will read the Quran because there is no better thing. Let's throw our differences aside and let's focus on our common source of pride. The holy household will be our guide. Under their wing will never divide. We are the ones who accept them both. To apply their teachings, we have taken an oath. He gave a message to the whole Muslim nation that the secret to success is unification. Whether you're Pakistani, Iranian, or Haitian, all of us have the same foundation. Don't care about race or location. All of us are Muslims and we shall work for salvation. Unify and stop ruining Islam's reputation. We have to avoid unnecessary speculation. And also, we shouldn't live as if we're in hibernation. Speak out with joined hands against humanitarian violation. We have all made the Shahada, or the declaration. We have to pave the way for our generation. We all have the same prophet, same revelation. Staying as one ummah is an obligation. We should have a unity of thinking and a readiness for sacrifice. Just talking about things will not suffice. I have said this more than twice. If the truth teachings of the Thaqalain were gained, the Zionist empire wouldn't have remained. Every oppressor would have been chained, and every lost land would be retained. We need to do more than just share things on Google Plus. Are we waiting for Imam Mahdi, or is Imam Mahdi waiting for us? صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.